Welcome, dedicated coaches and consultants, to this crucial segment of your certification program. Today, we're focusing on the pivotal Introduction to Wisdom chapter from the Prophet Mansur Money Mastery Curriculum and how you can effectively leverage it to guide your clients, be they in one-on-one settings, group workshops, or through shared content, towards financial literacy and investment acumen. The wisdom chapter is not just another lesson, it's the cornerstone of long-term financial success and resilience. Warren Buffett's advice, do not save what is left after spending, but spend what is left after saving, is more than a quote, it's a principle. Let's dive into how you can make this principle come alive for your clients. Here are some tips when it comes to one-on-one coaching. In individual settings, personalize the journey. Use the Introduction to Wisdom to explore your client's current financial understanding and fears. Tailor discussions around the worksheet to address personal investment goals, risk tolerance, and legacy aspirations. It's a chance to dive deep into their financial psyche and offer customized strategies. Here are some tips for groups. Group settings offer dynamic interaction and shared learning. When presenting Introduction to Wisdom, foster open discussions about investment basics and the importance of financial literacy. Encourage participants to share their perceptions of risk and investment experiences. Use breakout sessions for worksheet completion, facilitating peer feedback and collaborative learning. The worksheet is a tool for illumination and action. Encourage clients to approach it with openness and honesty, stressing that there are no wrong answers, only steps towards clarity. In one-on-one settings, review their responses together, offering insights and corrections where necessary. In groups, consider peer reviews or group discussions to enrich the learning experience. Clients may face challenges in acknowledging their current financial situation or feel overwhelmed by the vast world of investments. Remember that the journey to wisdom is incremental. Encourage them to set realistic, achievable goals and emphasize the power of compounding knowledge and interest. Another common sticking point is risk tolerance. Use examples and scenarios to help clients understand their comfort levels and how these influence investment choices. Highlight the importance of diversification as a tool for managing risk. Lastly, the concept of legacy can be daunting for some. Guide your clients to think about legacy, not just in terms of wealth, but the values, knowledge, and impact they wish to leave behind. This broader perspective can make the task less intimidating and more meaningful. Implementing the Introduction to Wisdom chapter is about more than imparting financial knowledge. It's about inspiring your clients to take control of their financial futures with confidence and clarity. Whether through one-on-one coaching, group workshops, or shared content, your role is to guide, motivate, and support them through this transformative process. Remember, as coaches and consultants, you're not just teaching about money. You're empowering your clients to build a legacy of wisdom, wealth, and well-being. Let's make a difference one financial decision at a time.